Emma Talahi meant Amadou Salema used to spend most days at home with her four children while her husband bartered and sold what he could to scrape by. Salema and her husband couldn't afford to send the children to school. They couldn't always afford to feed them. Now Salema earns up to $15 a day, selling cold drinks at a market near her home in the Elmina slum on the outskirts of Nouakchott. The secret to her success? A small white refrigerator given to her by a local women's cooperative, Terra Vivante. Salema says this has been a successful project for her. It has definitely improved her daily life and living conditions. She says her income is not only larger, but also more regular, which enables her to send her children to school. She can buy them food, clothing, school supplies, and medicines. She says it has been a great project for the family. Smiling, Salema opens the fridge. Small plastic baggies filled with water and homemade BSAP juice are piled in the freezer. Neat rows of soda bottles line the inside of the refrigerator door. Realizing that cold drinks would sell much better in the scorching desert heat, Salema says she approached Terra Vivante with her business plan last year. Now she is the one giving her husband money to support his trading business. Founded in 1993, Terra Vivante invests in women via non-formal education classes and microfinance projects like Salema's in the hopes of finding a long-term path to success for impoverished families. The nonprofit's director, Moulay Ahmed Oud Abdeljalil, says the group focuses on women because they are often the most impacted by poverty.
Le mari peut travailler, mais s'il travaille, c'est souvent pour son bien à lui. Mais la femme, c'est elle qui s'occupe de la famille.
Jalil says that if a woman's husband works, he often keeps the money for himself. He says that it's the wife who takes care of the family. She does the shopping, prepares the meals, and takes care of the children's clothing, education, and health care. He says the husband works, but often what he brings home is not enough. It is the woman's responsibility to economize and get by on whatever he gives the family. He says that is just the reality of Mauritanian society, and women suffer as a result. He says female entrepreneurs like Salema are a relatively new phenomenon in Mauritania, as women struggle to make ends meet for their families. Mauritania is one of the poorest countries in the world. On average, people there live on about $2 a day. Terra Vivante has found that families in Nouakchott slums eat just two meals a day, and what food they do eat is low in nutritional value. As the cost of living rises, Jalil has seen fathers abandoning the families they can no longer support. In Mauritania, educating girls is often a low priority, especially in poor families. Most women do not receive more than a primary school education, if that. To fill in the gaps, Terra Vivante's educational programs cover a range of topics, from basic literacy and computer skills to nutrition and HIV/AIDS prevention. The group has also organized cooperatives to help rural women develop business plans and purchase goats, sheep, and cattle using microcredit loans. Jalil says they are in the process of creating a similar microcredit program for women in Nouakchott slums. Jalil says empowering women is essential in the predominantly Muslim country where women are often subjugated to men.
Plus la femme est autonome financièrement, plus...
He says the more financially independent a woman is, the more of a voice she has and the less dependent she is on others. He says that allows her to express herself and her values with dignity. He says that is what his organization is working towards. Women who can be strong and proud of what they've done. Since partnering with Terra Vivante, Salome has become a literacy teacher for other women in the cooperative, and her fridge has become a source of inspiration for the women in her neighborhood. Salome says the project has been great for the women, who ask her where she got the fridge because they would like to do something similar. She says others would like to be trained on sewing machines, fabric painting, and even on computers so they can do their own accounting. Her friends already have a business painting veils and would like training on how to expand their business. A textile business, a public drinking fountain for the neighborhood, a fridge. The women in Elmina have big ideas, Salome says. They just need a little help to get started. And look for VOA News, Nouakchott.